Welcome back to another podcast. I got a special guest. I seen him online at Creative Studios, and I was like, you know what? I got to get him on my podcast. What's up, big dog?
Hello.
So tell the people what you do. Let's talk about what do you do and how you shake up the internet every single day with your content?
That's a great question. I think I shake the internet up most by playing the violin, doing a lot of like hip hop violin. I think that's the content that, you know, drives the most engagement. For me, my content is everyday life. It can be me fishing, me playing basketball. I'm really trying to monetize just life.
Who you are as a person, huh?
Yes, sir.
And so look, this is the thing though. So let's talk a little bit about content. All right. So why is content so important when it comes to building your brand?
Because content is free marketing. It really is. You have these platforms that aren't charging you money to promote your brand, promote your music, anything, and you really have no limit to what you can put out. You can post every single day if you want. There's no caps on that, and it's just basically every time you post, you have the opportunity to reach a different audience that you haven't reached, and a different audience that can be across the world also.
Man, that's good. So I want to get into your creative mind, because I have a quote that I say, because I post 3 to 5 videos every day. So I have a quote I say is, if you document your moments, you will never create content. All right? Mm-hmm. So that means as you waking up every day and you documenting your moments, you ain't got to think about content no more. And so that's what's, now I want to get into your lens, into your creative lens. I seen you, I was like, man, okay. I think one time you was out in the middle of nowhere. It's like, I'm like, okay, he cooking. So how do you get to that point when it comes to like creating content?
One, you must have a lot of storage. So I just, you know, invest in storage.
Okay.
But I like to keep the cameras rolling and be as transparent as possible.
Come on.
And just like document for us something that we might think is so like natural might be just mind blowing to something, to someone across the world or someone we've met. And so for my content, I feel like the best content for me is the content that isn't prepared. It just comes naturally, and you catch moments that are genuine moments when you're not worrying about, oh, I have to make this perfect and have this lighting and this angle. Like for 1 year straight, I woke up and I would set my phone down.
Come on.
And just play my violin. It was basically me practicing. I was recording myself practicing. And doing that, I tricked my mind to think, oh, this is practicing, but I'm really just, you know, playing. And then I took that simple, you know, from my phone, uploaded it to Instagram, and you know, it was slow engagement at first, a couple people,
but of course,
it's like slowly starts increasing, and then boom, you have a moment, and it's like boom, and then you work out that moment, and then those people, once they find you, they look back and see, oh, he has like 100 videos.
So now they've been a binge watch.
Exactly.
They put a Benz watch. You know what? I don't know if you got the new toy yet. I got the new toy. The new toy, which is the DJI little device. You ain't got it yet?
The pocket one?
Yeah. The new one.
I've seen it.
The three.
Yep.
Now, I'm creating so much content now because I ain't got to use my phone no more.
Yep.
I was using my phone. I'm like, damn, my phone running out of space. I gotta dump this stuff, you know? It's like, but now I'm creating and I'm like, and then I can set it somewhere. I put face detect and then it follows me around. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so now I'm like, I don't need nobody. I can be 30 feet, click a little mic up, and I'm gone.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because LaRussell recently got everyone like in his like immediate circle that's working with him. Individual, like the DJI pocket thing, he basically got that for them and said, look, now y'all have no excuse to document your life.
Ooh, like, that's good. Yeah. That's super good. All right, so you're on this journey. You documenting your every month. How long you been doing what you've been doing?
I think, content creation, about a year and a half.
Okay.
I think it was like my junior year of college, I started posting.
Gotcha.
But I mean, when I think back to doing this, like the roots go all the way back, like 7 years old. I was making garage band songs.
Come on.
Like 8 years old, playing around with iMovie. I didn't my parents were very like traditional, and I didn't have video games, access to
like
video
you.
Games. I went outside, explored, and when I would come inside, the stuff that I would do, like multimedia, would be on the computer. I would just play around with GarageBand, play around with iMovie, and it became really fun to me. And I kind of, in high school, made a little basketball team, made a YouTube channel, and kind of documented the content, because content for me, making content, is just fun.
I like that too, because I think when it starts to feel like a job, it don't be fun no more.
Yep.
I'm really big on, like, again, I want to document a moment. So, like, imagine, okay, so, all right, to me, this is how I look at life. Every year is a chapter of your life. Mm-hmm. So, what chapter are you in right now?
22.
So, you're in chapter 22, all right? Each chapter got 365 pages in, and some got 366 every 4 years. So, you know how many hours in a week? It's a good one. How many hours in a week? Oh, I'm math, about to tell you.
Math.
168 hours a week.
Yep.
You know how I know? Because I don't like to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many seconds in a day is 86,400 seconds a day? So I say that to say that it's important that we wake up and we really engage in creating content. Like, every day I want to create content. I want to shake the internet up. That's my thing.
Yep.
I want to be controversial. I want to be not relatable. Because that, listen, Kanye said something a while back. He said, when you get more haters than you got followers, that's when your success going to come. Think about that. It's not that you just that people don't like the way Kanye do stuff, but when he do something, he make a lot of noise. And it's shaking up the internet. Anyway, so let's talk about exactly what is your content focus on daily? Like, what is the focus?
There really is no focus. I'm kind of trying to curate my YouTube to have different almost segments. So I have an exploring segment.
Okay.
Like,
and what you do on that segment?
I explore.
Just around.
I'm usually fishing.
okay. But
basically, I take some instrumentals that I've already created and match that up with just some visuals so people can like either vibe to the music, because like YouTube playlists are big.
Yes.
For people that just want to, you know, have a tab open at work and just listening to music.
I got you.
So I do that and then have the visual component in medias res, which means like that's a literary term, which means like putting you right in the action.
Come on.
So that might just be a random moment that got captured, whether it's me in the studio cooking up, me having a random conversation, me cooking, just something random that is just like, okay, random moment. Boom, put it out there. Then I have music videos, a lot of talking content. Then basketball, that's something.
So you can hoop, or you just talking about it?
No,
can you hoop?
I can definitely.
Can you hoop, yes, or you just yes, talking
yes.
about it?
I definitely can. Okay. Yeah, I'm a hooper.
You getting buckets or you getting rebounds? I mean, I'm just,
I get buckets.
I'm asking. You know, about taking you up on that offer?
Yeah. But I do. I basically have started like a kind of series that is like mic'd up while I'm hooping.
And okay.
Like for me, very first time I did that and was mic'd up and was just playing, like I captured some of the conversations you have with like the old heads at the
camp. I love it.
And, like the old head was like, I didn't know you played the violin. And, and then he went on to explain like his connection to music. Oh, I used to play the flute, this. And then I'm over here like exchanging music with him and stuff. And like, so I captured like so many moments doing that. I'm also probably going to do like every time I get a haircut, just... bring the camera, bring the mic with me, because like barbershop talk is talk that needs to be shared and spread
every day
through the community. Yeah.
And so right now I'm trying to convince my barber. I told my barber, listen, I want to do a series, and I ain't trying to steal LeBron James series, but I want to do a series where we bring our cameras in there and we start filming some of these conversations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people, One thing I learned about men gospel too now, like women, they be talking. Yep. I'm like, hold on, now some of the conversations be crazy, but it's conversations that need to be had in the community of black people. Mm-hmm. So music, okay, all right. Are you musically sound? Like, how are you creating these? Because you know, before you leave, you got to put on video. You got to come on with it. You gotta come on with it. Something. 3 minutes, something, anything.
Yeah. So the way I create music, honestly, I learned by ear. I was taught by this method called the Suzuki method.
Okay.
I'll go into my entire musical
journey. Yeah, come on. Bring it to us.
When I was three, my parents got me a drum set. And they were like, here, learn how to play. Because they were like, you got to do something with all this energy anyway.
I love it.
And so I would be, you know, setting the alarm off, banging the drums and screaming and stuff. But they then got me like a CD, DVD video where I could watch like a person playing the drums and kind of mimic that. So I kind of mimicked that for a bit. But then when I was five in first grade, we went to a magnet school, Parker Elementary, over on the south side of Houston. And it was a magnet school, so we got to choose an instrument.
Okay.
We could play the entire, like, 5 years we were in school. And I went from the drums straight to the violin for some reason. I don't know. The contrast is crazy.
Yes.
My sister played the cello. She chose the cello 2 years before me, so that might have had some type of influence. But basically, I played the violin, was taught by ear through the Suzuki method, and that's kind of how I play now. Is a lot of like musical ideas are in my head.
I like it.
And I just put it out on Logic immediately, and it somehow makes sense.
That's good. That is good. So this is the thing, though, because people love music. Mm-hmm. People love sounds. People love, is it anybody else of your age bracket doing what you're doing? Because I be looking. I don't be saying nothing like that. Nothing. And I'm a content creator, but I'm also a content consumer. Mm-hmm. I like to look around at content and see what everybody's doing. I want to see what video's doing what. Is it?
I don't think so. I got really frustrated in college when I figured out that, like, people aren't as motivated and people, like, a lot of people will talk about dreams, but very few will actually do them. And I think a lot of people are only inspired when they're around, like, situations that inspire them. Like, for me, being able
to... So you wake up ready.
Yeah, nowadays I wake up ready because, like, I see, like, all it takes is one video that really can change your life. I think the video of me teaching randomly, it was just genuine. I just wanted to go back to my school and be like, here's, you know, what violin sounds like over a hip-hop beat. And then I was like, okay, y'all, let's just do something random. Just make some random noise. You play this, you play this. It doesn't have to be perfect. And I just so happened to have the camera recording. I posted it. And it's at like 7 million views. And from that, I was able to actually, like, now schools are like, oh, come do this, you know, for all these schools. And I'm like, okay, I'll just take a whole month. And for free, I'm just going to go around Houston and doing this for schools.
And just building your brand. And people get a chance to see you. They get a chance to see you. So then the next generation, they like, well, let's follow him. Or let's see what he got going on. And then they want to be a part of, you know, your brand. Because branding is one of the most important things. Mm-hmm. So the last year and a half, how are you starting to move your brand to another level? Like, what's that? What's these plays that you have?
Really, I do anything that makes me feel good and, like, allows me to be myself. And myself is not, like, it's wearing, like, dressing the way I dress.
Yes.
You know, being who I am, living everyday life normally. Like, my end goal in life has been, like, I want to wake up, you know, somewhere that's close to, you know, a pond.
Come on.
And I just want to fish.
That's it.
And that's, like, a very simple life. I've never wanted, like, all this.
But it's honestly, here. It's here, though. Yeah,
honestly, it took me by surprise. And, like, I want to basically be able to brand myself as me, like, completely, you know, basketball, fishing, all that. And they seem so like random, but in my mind, like they connect. And that's how I'm kind of like working to brand myself is by, okay, here are all these different ways to connect.
So I have a question. So from 13 to 22, in this look in your book right now, because to me, everybody have their own book and their own story. Mm-hmm. From 13 to 22, in all these chapters, what story is it telling right now so that from 23 to 30, it looks different? What is that story that it's telling? Because you're writing your own script. You're writing your own story right now. Mm-hmm. So you see yourself growing. And so now when you hit that 23 and then you start going into your 30, what do you want your life to look like? You saying you want to be born, but you're not a born person.
I mean, I wanted to be, honestly, like the other day I was thinking about it, like so many people in like the world, they're only like being able to be comfortable, you know, financially.
Okay.
Just being able to wake up with a roof over your head, mm-hmm. a car, not have to worry about a bunch of bills. Like that's basically like,
freedom.
99% of
it's the freedom. Human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody want freedom.
Yeah. And to be able to do that, like, I don't need much more past that.
Gotcha.
Like, the rest is just going to come naturally. And that's why I'm not trying to do too much, but right now doing what I can.
So I looked up, I think you got 162,000 followers
on Instagram.
Mm hmm.
It's at 300.
Oh, 300. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm cheating you. 300. Okay, so you got 300,000. All right. You got all these people watching. Like, what do you think they're looking for you? What they want to see from you, though? What do you think they want to see most people? Because you post videos and you kind of see who liking what.
Most of the people want to see, like, the kind of hip-hop violin
side.
Like, bringing hip-hop to this genre that's it's like a juxtaposition.
I got you.
You have classical music and then you have hip-hop music,
like the
opposites in society, and that's kind of been like a goal of mine, to basically bridge these gaps between all these genres. Like, we have genres that are like, you have country, you have gospel, you have soul, you have R&B, but like, what if, you know, you merge them? And
ooh, that's good.
That's kind of what I'm trying to do.
Okay, okay. All right, so if you can go back to your younger self, you know, the 3-year-old, 5-year-old, did you already see yourself already right here? Yeah, I mean, back then, could you see yourself where you at right now at 22? Could you, like, picture it or not really?
It's weird because back then, I probably couldn't have.
Okay.
But now it's like, oh, like, come on. And like, a lot of my life was already documented. Like, even through college, I had a Snapchat private story where I would literally just be like, at the end of every day, I would have like monologues. I would talk basically like almost like a podcast, video podcast on Snapchat, just documenting the whole journey. But I wouldn't post it. It would only be shared with like maybe like 4 of my closest friends.
Oh, wow.
And I was also like really quiet, really like almost like a hermit, like just grinding. And the closest people to me were able to see that grind. But then I started sharing it with more.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Okay, so I want to bring in your manager. How'd you meet Mr. Michael? How did you meet him?
We actually met similarly to how you were introduced to him. Via Create Studios.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were both there for content day, and I helped him with one of his videos. And then after that, he was like, oh, hey, like, I want to talk business at Avant Garden. And so we met up there, and
okay,
the rest is history.
So what do you do? How are you playing the part to build his brand to the next level?
I guess a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Whatever the overflow is, I kind of take over that. And then as well as just like motivating, keeping him like on his path, and brainstorming the next move.
That's good. So what's your background?
I have a degree in business.
Okay. From
marketing specifically from UT, the University of Texas,
Holmes
School of Business.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about business and branding. I want to kind of dive into that. What do you see with his brand? Like, what is that you see with his brand that he could take it to the next level?
I see him as somebody who's all-encompassing, very driven, and passionate. So that's kind of what I think about his brand. It's more so just like about authenticity, giving back to the community, perseverance, determination, and just showing that, like, you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish.
That's good. That's good. So the longevity of you working with him, like, where you see yourself in his space to help him get to that, you know, Lil Russell type brand, or like, you know, like, where you see yourself in his space helping him get to that next level?
Can you rephrase the question?
Right now, you and him both starting at this level. So in the next 3 to 5 years, how can you help him get to the level that he wants to get to when it comes to finances or building his brand to that next level?
And you're asking how I can help?
Or what's your goal with him? What's the goal?
Well, honestly, what's really dope about our relationship is, like, it's very conversational. It's very casual. It's like a partnership.
I like that.
So we both kind of found each other at a point where we were just, like, figuring it out. And that's what we're continuing to do, just figuring it out together.
That's good.
So what it will look like going forward is, like, it'll just change and evolve with who we are as people, like, both just trying to seek our dreams. And I guess the answer is kind of abstract right now
because I got you.
Our goals are kind of abstract.
Like,
right now we're just seeking things that align with, like, things we believe in.
Okay.
And, like, giving back and helping the community. So what that will look like in a couple of years, we have no idea, because every day looks so different. The opportunities that we get are so different.
I agree.
The passions that we have change and evolve. So,
yeah. It's kind of hard. I feel you, because I'm, and the reason why I asked you this question, because I was y'all at one point. You know what I'm saying? I was seeking to be an extraordinary entrepreneur and doing all these things. And once I realized, like, my play in life, because we all have a play that we're running. And to get to a certain level in life. And that's why I really like to ask people, like, where are you going? How you plan on getting there? And, of course, it's going to change. But sometimes the stuff I seen 20 years ago, it happened because I seen it. And the thing about your vision is the moment that somebody see it, it no longer become your vision. Mm. Only you supposed to see your vision. Mm. Only you. So a lot of times when I was telling people about what I was trying to do, they, I don't understand it, but I seen it. They couldn't see it. But see, now that they can touch it, they can see it. It's too late. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So as you going on this journey, you seeing your vision, you locked into it, and you see where you're trying to go. Of course, sometimes it's going to be, you might have to get off course a little bit, but you're going to get there if you stay locked in and focused to where you're trying to go. So who are some of the, give us some inspiring people that you look at.
Inspiring people.
That you look at. That you say, you know what, I can do that. Or I would like to have, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of like me, I don't want people to take this the wrong way. For a minute, I was looking at Diddy, not from what he didn't done, but I'm just saying, like, his hustle, his, you know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. Like, his hustle, his mindset. So you have nobody, you think?
I've never been the type of person to, like, idolize people. It's more so I'll see people who are striving for greater, or
yes,
taking hold of their dreams, or very proactive or very talented. And those are the people that inspire me. But those are people that I meet every day.
Gotcha.
It's not necessarily like a celebrity or a, like a common person in the media. It's like,
yeah, I got you.
People that I interact with on the daily, like my mom or
yes,
my best friend.
Which is good, because like I said, I tell the next generation, I became who I wanted in my life. You know what I'm saying? So I became that person. Mm-hmm. when I was younger, I was trying to create digital products. I was trying to start a business. And everybody in my family said, you better go to work. I'm like, go to work? What you mean go to work? I'm trying to be an entrepreneur. They're like, nope, we don't do that here. But I found a way. I became an entrepreneur, became a millionaire. My mind is, I found a way because I'm glad they couldn't see it. I'm happy they couldn't see it. But now, since they can touch it, they like, you know what? I mean, I always knew, you didn't know. And that's the way the world works. Also, let's talk a little bit about what have you learned from college that you bring into the real world?
I learned so much from college, and I was just talking about the importance of going to an institution. And it's not really because of the education. It's about the different ideas and people that you get to collaborate with. That is just so important. Like, I feel like you're trapped in a bubble or an ecosystem full of dreamers. Everybody's trying to figure it out. But just, like, being in that environment is so motivating. And it leads to so much introspection, and it leads to so much hope, and just being like exposed to different things, different mindsets, different perspectives. So that's what I take into the real world, just the awareness of other, and then learning to tolerate people of different backgrounds and appreciate and love.
That's good. That's good. And the reason why that's good, because We in a world, I call them entrepreneurs. They want to be entrepreneur, but they're not willing to put the work in. You know what I'm saying? They want to be entrepreneur, but they don't want to pay to get to know the knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody wants this free mindset instead of saying, I'm going to invest into a mentor. I'm going to invest in somebody who already there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help somebody who already there. They can teach me so I can get there quicker. Mm-hmm. So the difference between a mentor and a non-mentor, let me give you an example. If I tell you I live in Dallas, and I tell you my address is 315 Lonesome Wood Street, and you didn't have a GPS, how long would it take you to find it?
Pretty long time.
And when you get to Dallas, this is how life works. When you get to Dallas, you're going to stop at a store and ask somebody about the address. Mm-hmm. And they might not know. So people ask people how to get somewhere, and they might not know. Mm-hmm. But if you had a mentor, that GPS, it tells you how long it'll take you to get there. It tells you you need to take an alternate route. That's the importance of having a mentor. And I tell people, I'm 43. I don't look 43, but I've been through some times. I'm looking like, bro, the next generation. I see a lot of them, 18, 19, 20. We have podcasters come here like 22, 23. They rent this room out. But I'm like, listen, you can want to be an entrepreneur or you can be an entrepreneur, but you have to find your purpose and go after it. Mm-hmm. And you need to find a mentor. And if your mentor don't have a mentor, y'all both students. Mm. I'm learning every day. I'm being better. I'm going to a conference next week, a podcast conference. Costing me $3,000 to get there. But I'm going not because I need it. I'm going to add to what I know. I have a podcast course. I have a podcast membership. And I have also an ebook. Mm-hmm. Not because of what I know. It's because of what I can add to what I already have. That's the power of it. Anything you want to ask me for you? For the man of the hour, come back up. Anything you want to ask me?
Currently.
Come on.
What is something that you are excited about or something that gives you hope?
Man, we're about to move into a 16,000 square foot building that we're building from scratch.
Wow.
It's about ownership. It's a content creation studio. It's only for content creators, people who want to create digital products, people who want photographers, podcasters. We're going to have 5 podcast rooms, 5 photographer rooms. We want to change the game of entrepreneurship for the next generation. And so instead of you having to go to college for 4 years, you can come to our academy and we can teach you how to build your brand. We can teach you how you can start creating your first product. Mm. We can already put you in place so that you can start creating wealth at a young age. Too many people using social media and don't, I just told Michael, I said, man, you gotta have a .com name. That's digital equity. Not Instagram, not Facebook, not TikTok. That's great to be on them, but if you don't have a .com name, you just pump faking. You're a pump faking entrepreneur. You have no offers. You can't give nothing. You just own social media. When do you create your product? When do you create a place where people know, like, and trust you and they buy from you? That's the power of social media. So, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes. Cool. Tell me, am I in your way?
Possibly.
Okay.
I might hit you with the...
We're going to let him do his thing, y'all. Listen, man, listen, y'all. Listen. When you got a gift, God will make room for you. That's for facts. That's facts. So I'm going to ask you some questions, man. We got about another 20 minutes, but I want to ask you a couple questions because I want people to know how you think. I want people to know, sorry, when my audience see this and then I put this video on YouTube and I pay for marketing and people see, you know, and then 5 years down the line, they say, man, I remember him. Like, what is this creative mindset coming from? Like, have you been the kid that people was like, yeah, you different?
Yeah, it was more like you're weird than
okay.
Like, yeah, I mean, I was always really quiet because I would always just have a lot going on in my head. And a lot of that would include musical things. I think a lot of times when I would be at home, I would just have random outbursts of just like, just random stuff.
Boring.
Yeah. And I would think that it was like, okay, what's wrong with me? But then it was like, oh, I'm like sitting here trying to compose symphonies in my head and stuff.
You know what? I was the same kid though. Let me tell you. My wife, she laughed at me today. Sometimes I walk around the house like, yeah, like I'm in hype because I'm thinking about my next video. I'm thinking about my next ideal. I'm thinking about how a customer texts me New Year's Eve. I show you the text message and say, man, thank you for helping me with my digital product. I just made $20,000. Like, I'm getting hyped to know that I'm pouring my knowledge inside of people, helping them get to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of times people call you weird, call you different, call me different. It was like, man, but me, I embrace the difference. Because guess what? Out of all my friends, I'm the only one job free. Out of all my friends. And they might be watching the video, and I tell them all the time, because I was the only one that was willing to take a risk and be different.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. I was the only one. And they're more like, hey, let me see what I'm doing. I want to be comfortable. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? Me? Nope. I'm like, put me out on a limb. I'm going to do what I want. So you got a time capsule. Say we got a time capsule this big, this wide, this big. You're about to leave this earth. What are three things you want to leave in there so the world can remember you by?
Probably just a USB drive or something.
Okay.
A movie of my life and just what I've done wrong, what I've done right. I feel like you can tell people a lot, but you can also show them, you know, That would be one. Second.
They need to remember you. Say, you got that jump drive, they can remember you.
Yeah.
You got to leave this in there.
Probably.
You have to.
Probably.
You have to.
I'd probably take it with me. I'd be in the casket. The instrument.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Honestly, this has opened so many doors.
Oh, come on.
This, like, this has been the greatest investment that my parents have made for me. You know, this isn't cheap.
I already know.
Yeah, they got that for me versus, you know, putting a microphone for me to rap or basketball for me
PlayStation 5.
Yeah, they got me a violin, and this is yeah.
Sometimes doors will open up for you that you can't even imagine just because of your gift. It's because of you being consistent. You know, I tell people, and I want you to think about this the rest of this year. Write it in your phone. I'll text it to you when you leave. Consistency is the new currency. Whoever can be the most consistent gonna make the most money.
Yep.
And that's the bottom line. And some of the content don't even have to be that great.
No.
They just gotta keep seeing you. They gotta keep seeing you. They gotta keep seeing you. You gotta keep going. You can't stop.
Yep.
Some of that content they're gonna see and be like,
what is
this? I created a video. I'm like, man, what was I really saying today? I mean, I don't really know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And when we look back, I'm like, man, I think YouTube been in existence for 14 years, and I was one of the first people on YouTube. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I can show you some old footage of the young version of me. You know what I'm saying? But I was trying to get it.
Yeah.
You know, I believe, and so I think that's where you have to be right now. So let's talk a little bit about your belief level. So how much do you believe in yourself?
A lot. Now a lot. Like I can almost go like periods of time where like I'm doing stuff for free and doing like stuff that makes me feel good because I know like, oh, like you have what it takes to like grind and I don't really get satisfied ever. I'm always like, there's always a more that I can be doing, and like I might get one result that might be amazing to someone else, but I'm like, let's see what I can do, you know, past that, expand that, you know.
And you know what? I really love that because I think the more we challenge ourselves, the greater we become. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of times people are so comfortable. You know what I'm saying? When there's comfortability, there's poverty.
Yeah. Oh, and to touch on that too.
Come on.
It's like when you're the most broke, you have the mindset like, I need to work even harder. And when you have a lot of money, it's like you kind of get comfortable. You're like, okay, you know, I'm cool, I'm chilling. So me, I'd rather honestly be broke. Rather not have a lot of money because that's going to train my mind. Oh, I got to work harder, you know?
And I think a lot of times, I mean, from what I see by people, I tell people, don't get too comfortable because if you get too comfortable, you might get too miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the whole mindset of understanding like the like where you're going. So do you do any reading? Do you read books?
A little bit. I'm
where your motivation come from though?
Podcast. Okay. Honestly, YouTube podcast.
Okay.
My attention span is kind of.
So you got ADHD like me?
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
My wife said, she said, you just can't sit still. I'm like, I need to be up. I gotta record a video. I'm saying, it's just my mind is.
Yeah.
Is that your brand?
No.
Oh, okay.
Museum in DC. We did a pop up show there.
Okay. Are you building your brand?
I'm
at like a clothing line with your name.
I will be for the Hood Orchestra tour.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Okay. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Because I'm finna say people will buy.
Yeah.
They'll buy quick too, and then you go on tour with somebody that got some followers. So it can be a play.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you get up there, and you get to perform. It's over.
Yep.
The game over. People are like, man, whoever he is, he went from 300,000, like 1.9 million.
Yep.
And then 1.9 million and at least 10% buy. Oh, shoot. Well, let's do the math. 190,000 people brought a $10 product Mm-hmm. Do the math. Oh man, you made almost $2 million. I'm just saying, yep. It can go like that.
We're about to do some vinyls,
okay,
for the album.
Because
I did CDs. I gave out CDs at my last show. It was actually okay. Saturday, and I realized, okay, like more people want vinyls nowadays than CDs because like they're much more aesthetic. So I can put some energy into getting those made. Then those, and with Hood Orchestra, we're gonna have Hood Orchestra hoodies.
Ooh, basically, we like that.
And then what else? Probably something related to basketball. I'm just
fishing. So this is another question. I gotta ask you this question. I just had it. Would you come out with like a Beyonce? You know, I remember she came out with the all the music videos. Like you come out like with 10 episodes of just like it's like, but they all music videos. They all like creative musical videos, like with the different effects. And you might have one when you in the alley, then you got one you under the bridge. You know what I'm saying?
I that's on my YouTube, pretty much.
All that?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about an album eventually that people can purchase.
Oh, just like a visual?
Yeah. Like a visual album. Mm. I think that would be fire. I'll purchase it for 27, 30 bucks. I think it'll be fire.
And I'm actually doing that, but it's going to be a movie.
Okay, okay.
So basically a movie where I'm producing from top to bottom, like visuals, the soundtrack.
I like
that. And it's basically going to be to my life and like,
that's fire. Just
watch it.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I want to see. I can show you when I started my, I'm finna date myself. So you weren't even born then. That's the crazy part. I started my first business in 1998. Wow. I started a video game company.
Wow.
It did not succeed, but I tried. And then I went from that to a graphic design company, and that did pretty decent. And then now, you know, 25 years later, I'm 43, going on 44, the 21st of this month. Now I got a creative studio that eventually we're building this big building that's going to shake up lives. I want an all-white room, an all-black room, and a green screen room. So, like, and it all got 6 cameras set up. So you can go in the room and you can just go crazy. And then we could put you anywhere in the world. That's the mindset. That's the vision that I'm trying to capture for the new content creators. That's the mindset. So is there any questions you want to ask me? Because, I mean, I'm going to throw you that alley hoop. You might catch it if you can hoop. I don't know. You say you can hoop. I got to go look at footage now. I'm going to go look. When I go to Instagram, we look for footage.
All right. let's see. Any questions?
Any questions you want to ask me? Any questions, man? Any questions? It don't have to be no. It could be some. It's kind of hard.
It's like I hear like your mindset is a mindset that I've heard in LaRussell, Khalil from Create Studios, and it's very necessary to have in our communities. It's just
ownership.
Yeah, and creative spaces too.
Creative spaces.
This like places like this are like safe havens. Like
to me,
being able to create content has been my safe haven. Going to a studio, going to a place where I can, you know, get some footage and
I think in order for me not to be too bored, I have to create content.
Yep.
I get bored. I'm telling you right now, I get bored. My wife knows it. I'm not the guy that can just sit around and watch TV all day.
Yep.
I feel like I need to be over here creating content. I need to be over there creating. I need to, I'm everywhere. I got a new series I'm starting. It's called Get Your Mind Right Podcast. So it's like, it's for podcasters. It's for people who are trying to do podcasts. It's like getting to the next level. And I think that's what's the most important thing is, how will people look at you? So what will you want the last impression of somebody to say about you when they walk away from you?
Oh, he's just a regular dude. Like,
cause
I feel like you like like you think of like the LeBrons and the KDs and the Beyoncés and you're like, oh my God, they're so untouchable. They're like, they're God, you know, basically. Mm. But like, they're regular people.
They are.
Everyone's human. We all do the same thing. We all have the same biological structure.
Yes.
And to me, like, that's why I'm trying to present myself also. Like, I don't want to have to go to concerts and wear a suit and be all proper. Like, I'm showing up to a concert with a hoodie, jeans, tennis shoes. Like, I'm a regular person. And I think that's also how you connect to the younger generation when you make them, like, you show them that this is possible. You don't have be a superhuman or even a superhuman athlete if you just put in those hours to work.
Hey, listen, that's been my biggest flex. My biggest flex is I'm able to empower the next generation by just being me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to wear a suit. I can do whatever, but I can show you how to get this money. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to show up somewhere and be like, oh, my name is Lloyd and I have this suit and hi guys and this is how I made money. Nobody care about that. Yeah. But if I pull up in that Lambo, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just got some shorts on and I'm not some slippers. I'm like, what's up, baby? I'm here. You know, now they like, hold on, just do normal. You know what I'm saying? But I think the perception, and I had this conversation with some older black gentlemen. I'm like, the perception is you guys been taught that you dress for success.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've been taught, be your damn self. And whether you gonna rock with me, you rocking with me. If you ain't, you ain't.
Yep.
You know, and I'm cool with that. I'm cool if you ain't rocking with me.
Yeah, I have a point to add to that too.
Come on. Like, come on.
My parents would be like, they would see me on the way to an airport, like going out of town, and I'd have a do-rag on. And they'd be like, son, why are you wearing a do-rag to the airport? On. And I'm like, because I have this do-rag on, but I also have a violin on my back. So there's kind of like different connotations. Mm. And then I wore a do-rag once at a show. And afterwards at a show, like, dude walks up to me and he's like, man, I've never seen a black person playing a violin. But I've never seen a black person playing a violin in a do-rag. Like, what is happening? And so that's how I'm like actually able to be my natural self.
I love that.
Not worried about any of the other, you know, proper this, proper that. And those people that don't want me for me, I just don't go there.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I tell people all the time, don't watch my podcast too much because I curse. I do everything. Everything ungodly. You know what I'm saying? But I be myself. Yeah. And I attract the people that I attract. And I think that's what you have to be great. Last thing, if you can look into that camera and you could inspire the next generation about creating content, what would you tell them?
It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as you just pressing record and living your everyday normal life, because people want to see that. Like, that's how people actually get to know you. Like, yeah, being transparent is kind of like scary. But once you're transparent and realize that people will support you for being transparent, then being transparent isn't that hard.
Man, listen, man, I appreciate you for coming. I promise you. I see it, man. I see the vision. I see it. I might not see it the way you see it, but I know greatness when I see greatness, because I've been seeing a lot of great people for a long time, and so many people are scared to take risks. And, man, if I'm going to give you your flowers today, man, continue to take risks. Continue to be different. Wear that do-rag. Be yourself. And I'm going to tell you, you will attract the right people to you. You will attract the right people to you. If you do that, nobody can't stop you from getting where you want to go. Listen, guys, listen, thank you for checking out this podcast. Remember, watch me like you watch TV, and I promise you, you're going to watch your income grow and your mindset going to change, man. Listen, we see you guys in the next video. Peace.